the companion workbook to accompany Package Your Genius 5 Steps to Build Your Most Powerful Personal Brand is now available on Amazon. You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity on your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to another episode of Package Your Genius. I am excited. I'm excited today. And I'm excited because I am going to go back to my how-to roots and share some tactical information with you guys today about how you can land more press for your personal brand, more media interviews, more podcast interviews, etc., in the next year as we're kind of approaching the end of one year and the start of another. I know that for the past, 20 episodes or so, I've been focusing a lot on the mindset that is required to build your personal brand and how you really have to embrace that you have something that's worthy of sharing, and you have to commit to yourself and be intentional about facing off against your imposter syndrome and ignoring the haters and the doubters and being intentional about building a tribe of people around you who can pour into you and seed those supportive words that you can hopefully pull back on and refer back to in those moments of doubt. And all of that is so important, and it's arguably the most important part of successfully building your brand. But I did realize that I have gotten away from my own roots, which is my roots rather are just I'm all about giving people really tactical information that they can put into practice right away. And I hadn't taught anything around personal branding in terms of a strategy that you can use and take from this podcast and implement in your own life and to build your actual personal brand. So I wanted to share something that I hope you'll find useful. This past week, we were talking about, you know, getting visibility from mainstream media in Package Your Genius Academy. And one of the exercises that the students have is to research journalists and actually send media pitches. So I'm excited to see what they come up with when we talk later today during our office hours session. But I thought I could come on here and share a few tips with you guys as well, because I don't know about you, but the new year is a really fertile time for me for media coverage. And I find that it's a fertile time full of opportunity for many of my clients as well. So, you know, experts who are helping people improve their lives, improve their health, personal development gurus, health gurus, career experts, marketing experts, political analysts, you know, anybody really has a good shot of getting some press for their brand around the new year, because it's a time when news organizations are looking for fresh opinions, fresh voices, roundups, predictions for the year, trends for the new year, etc. So I wanted to make sure that you were thinking about the opportunities that exist for your personal brand to get media coverage in this upcoming year. So whether for you that looks like landing a segment on your local television station, or even composing a guest post for a popular site, if landing press and media for your brand is a goal that you have, I just want you to be thinking about it, because now is a great time of the year to be thinking through both your pitch for right now, but also some of the pitches that you can potentially deliver later in the year. I start to reflect on the year that went by, the things I accomplished, the things that I learned, the things that I want to do moving forward. It's just a reflective space, a reflective time. And what better time is there to really think about what you want to say publicly, what message you want to share beyond your personal network? What ideas do you want circulating out there on your behalf? Who do you want to be? What do you want to be known for? How do you want people to perceive you? Like, this is the time of year to be thinking about how you want to set yourself up going forward. And media is just a great opportunity to help you do that once you've figured out who you want to be and how you want to be perceived. I want to share a couple of benefits of media. For those of you who are not converted yet, although I suspect that as a listener of Package Your Genius, you probably already understand the opportunity and are all in. But just in case you aren't, or just in case you're a new listener, I wanted to share a couple of reasons that media is so powerful. Number one, it gives you wider visibility. So one of the things that a lot of people say when they reach out to me to talk about the opportunity to build their personal brands is, you know, they're having trouble standing out beyond the people that they already know. Or if they are starting a business where they need to sell a product or consulting services or coaching sessions or course slots, right, for an online course or even an in-person seminar, they struggle to get in front of people they don't already know, right? So, you know, it's one thing to launch your brand, launch your business, and tell your friends and tell the people in your network about it. But you cannot effectively, unless you have a business that's like, you know, you have a recurring service. So for example, you have a restaurant, or not even a restaurant, because people change restaurants, but maybe a, maybe you do hair. You know, something that people get done every week or every 2 weeks. Maybe you have a blowout bar or a standard salon, or maybe you, you know, you do nails or something like that, right? So you could essentially create a clientele, you know, of 50 clients, and those could be all your family and friends, and you could be fine. But for everyone else who is really relying on contracts, on new customers, on new students, on new coaching clients, et cetera, in order to grow, to build their business and grow it from where it is now, you really have to get in front of people who don't know you. And what I always advise people about when they're setting out to build their brand is to not rely or to even think about friends and family as your potential customers, because they may or may not need the service or product that you're offering. And you don't want to build a business solely relying on the goodwill of friends and family who, you know, feel bad for you or just want to support you because they love you. You want to build a business based on people who need the problem that you solve. So media helps you get the visibility in front of people, strangers who don't know you but could potentially hire you or buy what you're selling because they need the solution that you're providing. They have the problem that you solve and they need that solution. And that's a much stronger perspective from which to build your business. So that's one. Media gives you the visibility to a wider audience of people you don't know. Number two, media gives you credibility. You know, when you think about the people that you see featured in the media, you already know that the media has gone through a process of vetting them and making sure that they are, you know, they are who they say they are. They can provide what they say they can provide. And it's just a measure of, I guess, status. People are impressed when they see that you are not only someone who is sharing your ideas on social media or in person, you know, in a one-to-one context, but you are being elevated as an expert by a news organization that's bringing you in to do an interview or a podcaster who is having you on their show. So it's credibility from that standpoint. And then the last benefit of media is the potential profitability that's tied to being more visible and being in front of more people, which we all, I think, want more of. So, we know the three benefits of media, but why aren't we going after it? Like, why aren't you going after media? Why don't you see your standard personal brand, expert coach, etc., you know, landing TV interviews or publishing their op-eds in the New York Times? And I think there's a couple reasons for that. Beyond just the fact that they don't know how to do it, or they're not really sure about the process of getting media. I think that some people think the media will come after them. They think, well, if I'm big enough or important enough, the media will find out about me and reach out to me, which isn't the case. You know, a lot of the segments that you see are products of a pitch, right? Whether that was a publicist who reached out to the media or an individual or company that reached out to the media to share the story. Sometimes the media will go looking for sources, but oftentimes stories are the result of a pitch. So yeah, sometimes the media will absolutely come after you, but if they don't, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't pitch. Another reason we're not going after media, I think some people don't think their expertise is newsworthy yet. But I believe that we all have something that is absolutely newsworthy. So even if every single thought you have or every single insight or piece of advice you have wouldn't make for a great media segment, you have something to share that is newsworthy. A third reason I think a lot of us aren't going after media more is something that I talked about, I think, in episode 57, is just, you know, understanding the opportunity of your brand and having an inherent belief in your ideas and that your ideas can help people and they're important. And I think a lot of us downplay the importance of our original ideas. A lot of times it's because we haven't been affirmed, so we haven't had the supportive voices telling us that, you know, hey, this is really good stuff, or this could really help people, or you should share this more widely. I think it's fascinating when I get to talk to people who I'm working with in a professional context, whether they are coaching clients or students in the academy, and, you know, you can really tell that this is one of the first times that they've had someone really evaluate their ideas and give them feedback and affirm them, especially when they have those really standout genius ideas that could become like million-dollar ideas, like million-dollar concepts, million-dollar books, etc. And so just because you have not been affirmed by the people around you, or, you know, maybe you haven't shared your ideas with people to get their feedback or to see what they have to say, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't believe in them and that you shouldn't try to see if they could be potentially a good fit for wider distribution on the media. I personally believe that everyone has some type of genius. I mean, that's why my whole brand is called Package Your Genius, because I truly believe that we all have genius to package. And because I believe that we all have some genius to package, I believe everyone who can hear the sound of my voice, and even those who can't, everyone has at least one media segment inside of them. So I want to talk about what that process is to get media for your brand, whether it's one segment, two, 10, a media blitz or what have you. I want to talk through a really simple process. I think a lot of us are thinking that landing media is a lot harder than it is. And that's one of the reasons we're not going after it, because we assume it's much more complicated than it is. But it really boils down to a few simple steps. And if you are ready to hear them, I'm ready to share them. So let's go. So number one, when you think about how to get media for your personal brand, you first want to identify what you know that others need to know. So identify what you know that others need to know. And there are a few ways to do that. You know, you can think about the people you currently work with, your clients, your supporters. If you have a blog or you run a podcast, what are some of the questions people typically come to you with? If you have a store, when customers come in looking for items or looking for or wanting to know how to use certain items, like what are some of those questions? You know, what do you find yourself telling people the most that it's obvious that this is something people need, they need to know, right? Like, this is information that my entire clientele doesn't know, or the people around me don't seem to understand, but I know it really well. And it is frequently requested information. It's a frequently asked question. It's something that a lot of people are struggling with, or at least a big enough slice of my audience or the population that, hey, this might make for a good kind of PSA or announcement through the media, right? Like, it's not just two people who keep asking about it. This seems to be a pretty common problem that people have, and I have the solution. So why don't I use that to my advantage and pitch the media around the solution that I see so many people needing, right? Like, every week I get the same question. I get at least 20 people coming into my store, or 20 people emailing me about this, or 20 people stopping me at events asking me about this topic. So I want to come on your show and share some insights on how people can solve this problem. Maybe it's a personal thing that people want to ask in private, and so you can do the world a service by answering this very private question on a public forum. So after you've identified the thing that you know, so the topic that you can share, the solution, the problem you solve that you can share with others, next you want to identify your story. So what is your personal story that makes you the greatest person to share this advice? And don't get caught up in that, what I just said about being the greatest person. Like, you don't have to be, I don't want you to put pressure on yourself and then take yourself out of the runnings and say, oh, well, I'm not the greatest person. There's 10 people who would be better than me to share this. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, what has been your experience with this topic? What is your unique perspective with the topic? Is it informed by your work with your clients? Is it informed by something that happened with your children? Does this connect to something that happened to you as a child? Like, why are you inspired to help people solve this problem? Like, how did you even get started solving this problem in the first place? If you can tie your advice with a personal story or a personal perspective of some sort, it just makes you more compelling, and it makes it easier for you to pitch yourself because there is that personal angle that you're coming from. Many of you have heard me tell the story of how I got started with personal branding in the first place. And at the time, I didn't really know that that was what I was doing, but I was supporting my dad, who had been laid off, and he was trying to build a business as a computer engineer. And I was trying to help him stand out. And this was before social media was a big thing, and before we had all of the tools of the internet that we have now to make ourselves visible, especially as introverts, which he absolutely was one. And so, you know, the experience of seeing what visibility could do for people and what it could keep them from, inspired me to make it something that was easier for more people and to make it common knowledge, because I feel like this is information everyone should have access to, especially if it will mean the difference between them being able to earn the money to pay their bills and keep the lights on, and just maintain a sense of identity for being able to contribute to society in a positive way. So, like, that's my personal story when it comes to personal branding. Yours does not have to be that personal, right? Like, it could simply be you discovered the solution one day when working with your child, or, you know, you were working with a client and you just kept seeing this problem pop up and you decided to create the solution. Or maybe it's something you've always known how to do and a recent customer experience just showed you how important the solution is, and you want to help more people with this, especially this time of year. So that's one and two. Identify what you know that others need to know, and then identify your story. Number three, you really want to think about when you are seasonally relevant. And as I mentioned at the start of this podcast, the new year is a relevant time for many businesses and many types of expertise. But there are other times of the year that you could potentially be seasonally relevant. And you could also be seasonally relevant, you know, at a time of year that's not on the calendar per se. So, like, if there is some breaking news around your topic and, you know, people are suddenly talking about the thing that you provide, you have instantly become seasonally relevant. So, for example, say you ran a nonprofit that was against tobacco and, you know, smoking and smoking apparatus and vaping and all of these things. And the PSA comes out about how vaping is not a safer way to smoke. And maybe you know that cigarette sales and vaping products pick up in the new year. Like, that would be a seasonally appropriate time for you to jump in and say, you know, our organization educates parents on how to keep their kids from smoking and how to keep their kids from starting to vape, et cetera. And, you know, we provide a toolkit to help with education in the home and to give parents a way to encourage their kids and prevent the onset of smoking or vaping or things of that nature, right? So that would be a seasonally relevant time for you to jump into that conversation, because you're doing the work year round to prevent smoking and to educate people on the dangers. Now it just so happens that other people are thinking about it as well. And you have some statistics to back it up if the start of the new year is when sales pick up. Again, I'm totally making this up, but you can kind of see what I mean by identify when you're seasonally relevant. If you all of a sudden see a celebrity in the news talking about the thing that you do, that would be an awesome time to jump on the bandwagon and see how you can add your thoughts and your expertise on that topic as well. Especially if the celebrity is getting lots of national and international news, you could potentially piggyback and get a local feature just by referencing what that celebrity is doing. So that's number three, identify when you're seasonally relevant. Number four, of five, is to identify who would care about your pitch and whose audience would care, and then find them, right? So what journalists, what producers, what editors, what media outlets could potentially share this story more widely? You know, whose readers or viewers are your target audience? Like, who are the people that you want to inform about the issue and the expertise that you thought about during step one? Like, that's super important. You don't want to blindly just pitch an outlet because you like them. You want to think about who's reading them, who's watching their programming. And are those people the people who have the actual problem that you solve? Or are these people who already know the answer to the question you're posing, or already have the solution to to the problem that you're helping to solve. Because if that's the case, it wouldn't be a relevant pitch, even though it's an outlet or a publication that you like. So who would care? Identify the audience that would care, what publications or programs they're watching, reading, listening to, and then who is the editor, the host, the producer for that program. These days, you can do a lot of that research just by Googling or going to the website of the publication or the program to get that contact information. So you want to find who the person is and what their contact information is, either from Google, from the website, or even LinkedIn is a great place to start. And then you want to make your pitch, which is step five. So one of the things that I think a lot of us do is we understand that we have something to share. We even have big dreams about being on television or being mentioned in the newspaper, or being interviewed and profiled on our favorite blogs, but we don't do the final and most important step of making that known by actually contacting the freelance writer or the editor or the producer and telling and introducing ourselves, telling them who we are, why we would make a great guest, and what information we would like to share with their audience. Like, that's the clutch part, right? Like, you got to do, if you don't do anything else, you could have the best expertise in the world. You could have an amazing personal story. You could have an Excel sheet full of names and contact, points of contact, email addresses, phone numbers, etc., of perfectly primed media who would probably love your story. But if you don't pull the trigger and send that email or pick up the phone to make your pitch, it won't go anywhere. And I see a lot of people who get all the way to the fifth step and then they freeze, right? So just know that if that is you, you're not alone, but this is a great time to practice pitching editors and writers and journalists and producers about your personal brand, introducing yourself to the media. You can do it. You can totally do it. We need more voices. We need more experts. We need more diversity in the types of experts and voices that we're hearing from. And so if you feel like you have a different perspective to share and a different way to share your expertise, or even a new solution that people aren't talking about, right? Like, you have information that people clearly need and it's not out here on the web. It's not getting reported about in the news, and this is something that a lot of people need to hear and know about, then, you know, make that your responsibility to spread that message and spread that word. And yes, obviously, in the process, you will build your own credibility and your own personal brand by getting the visibility through the media. But what you're really doing is you're helping more people because you're getting in front of more people with the solution they need and helping them solve their problems, or at least helping them get closer to the point where they can solve their problems. And getting closer to may simply mean them getting closer to you and learning that you are there and you're available to help them. So, you know, don't make the mistake of missing the opportunity to get yourself in the media, because you absolutely have something that I know producers and editors and writers are looking for. It just takes a little time to dial it in and figure out what that is. I know how hard it can be to think through your approach to media outreach, so I've put together a short workbook that you can download to help you with your PR and media outreach planning process. Check the show notes for this episode to download my PR planner, a free digital download for you. We are taking applications for the winter January 2019 start of Package Your Genius Academy. So you can go to packageyourgeniusacademy.com to learn more and fill out your application. We look forward to hearing from you. And thanks as always for listening. I'll see you next time.